Welcome to Barca Weekly, a place where you can keep up to date with all things surrounding Barcelona. Hello and welcome to another week of Barca Weekly. This week we'll be looking at how the Barcelona players performed during the international break and see if this affected them in any way when they returned to the league at the weekend. We'll also have a preview for the midweek Champions League game where Madrid have an exciting clash against Man United. Now on Wednesday, Spain faced Uruguay at a neutral ground in Qatar with seven Barca players, Valdés, Puyol, Alba, Iniesta, Busquets, Pedro and Cesc all in the starting lineup, with Piqué and David Villa on the bench. Now it was an important game for Carlos Puyol, who reached 100 caps for Spain, which is a great achievement. There were some changes in the Spain squad as both Xavi and Xabi Alonso were out with injury and Fernando Torres didn't even make it into the squad, which meant Cesc was acting as a false nine. It was also an important game for the Spain team in general, as this was a warm-up game for a big upcoming games against France and Finland. But Spain got off to a good start as on the 15th minute Fabregas made it 1-0 with a great shot 35 yards out from goal with the ball moving and the Uruguay keeper let the ball slip through his hands and land casually in the goal. And Puyol nearly got a goal on his 100th cap but was half a yard offside after a great Fabregas cross. And soon after that attempt Uruguay equalised with a goal from Cristian Rodriguez, the Atletico Madrid winger. He managed to get past Puyol before he slotted the ball into the bottom right-hand corner. Now Uruguay deserved that goal as they put Spain under pressure at times and also showed some good counter-attacking. After that goal, it was a worrying time for Spain as Uruguay had some chances. Spain had a few chances before the half-time whistle, with Sergio Ramos taking a Spain free kick only to hit the Uruguay wall. At half-time, Puyol was given a trophy to commemorate his 100th cap before he was substituted with Piqué coming on in his place. David Villa was also able to get some time on the pitch as he substituted Juan Mata. Del Bosque probably had words during the half-time because Spain made it 2-1 on the 51st minute with a goal from Pedro who drilled the ball into the bottom corner. And that goal looked like it was due to the Uruguay players having a lapse in concentration. Spain looked stronger after that goal, but Uruguay and Cavani had a chance forcing Valdés to make a fingertip save. It was an important occasion on the 59th minute for Isco, who made his international team debut, coming on for Iniesta. And on the 74th minute, Pedro got his second goal of the game when he received a great curling ball from Fabregas, allowing him to score the goal from 6 yards out. With that goal, it finished 3-1. Uruguay did well to try and get Spain on the counter-attack, but didn't have enough of the ball to make an impact. Spain also showed, even with substitution of the first team players, they are still strong enough to win games. Spain's next match is a World Cup qualification match against Finland on the 22nd of March, so this game has set them perfectly up for that. Other Barcelona players that were playing for their countries on Wednesday were Dani Alves and Adriano, who were in the starting lineup for Brazil against England. That game finished a surprising 2-1 to England, and England performed well during the match. So the weekend saw the return to the league, and on Saturday night, Madrid faced Villa. It was a game Sir Alex Ferguson would certainly be watching, as Madrid have sights on the Champions League clash on Wednesday. And they showed that they were up for the fight, as they had a comfortable 4-1 victory, with Ronaldo getting his hat-trick for goals on the 26th, 46th and 59th minute, taking his tally of hat-tricks to 20. Madrid's first goal was a little sloppy, with Ronaldo sending it across for the ball to hit the defender Fernando Navarro, which resulted the ball hitting the feet of Benzema, who was on the goal line, who just had to roll in. Ronaldo, though, made up for the sloppy goal as he produced a great shot from 25 yards out, which was unstoppable for the keeper. He made it 3-1 before half-time as he skipped past the Sevilla defence to coolly put it past the keeper. On the 59th minute, Madrid showed some great counter-attacking when Ronaldo sprinted with the ball to the other end of the pitch, passing to Higuain, allowing Ronaldo to get in the perfect position when Higuain sent the cross in, which Ronaldo hit it home. Ronaldo, though, was substituted after that goal to a standing ovation from the fans. And after that, Madrid were down to 10 men as Higuain was shown a second yellow card after tripping Navarro. Something else that might get Man U worried was the return of the Madrid defender Pepe, who has the green light after his ankle operation over the Christmas break. Sevilla did have their chances throughout the game, but couldn't convert them, but they did get a consolation goal on the 87th minute when Manu got the goal. That win for Madrid closed the gap on Atletico to 4 points, and they are 13 points behind Barca, but both Atletico and Barca still had to play on Sunday. Now, Barca hosted Getafe in a surprising early morning Sunday kickoff. The last time Barca had an early Sunday morning kickoff was in 1965 on Christmas Day when they won 3-1 and they were hoping to repeat history. It possibly wasn't the strongest lineup for Barca, with Song, Thiago, Alexis and David Villa all in the starting 11. Barca was still without Xavi, who was watching the game from the stands with Eric Abidal, who has been training with the team. There were 6 changes from the international break, but that didn't seem to matter as Barca have normally won after the international break and stats were in Barca's favour even more as Getafe have never won in the Camp Nou. It was a sellout crowd with 85,000 people watching the game as members were given free tickets for children to watch the game, so it was a family atmosphere. And Barca showed that the morning kickoff wasn't a problem as on the 6th minute Alexis made it 1-0 and at the same time he got his first La Liga goal of the season. It was a great pass from Iniesta, who beat 3 of the Getafe defence, and Alexis kept his composure, taking a good first touch then beating the keeper. This was a more casual game for Barca as they don't have to worry about any midweek Champions League games, as their Champions League game is a week on Wednesday against AC Milan. Now, Barcelona have had a great start to the season, but one statistic which might be surprising is that Barca have only won 2 of the last 6 games, but they were hoping to change that as they weren't taking any risks at the back. And on the 13th minute, Messi made it 2-0, getting his 46th goal of the season and 299th goal of his career. Iniesta again gave a perfect pass as he was given way too much time with no pressure from Getafe. This allowed Iniesta to give a great ball to Thiago, who laid it off to Messi. Getafe were defending well as they could, and Messi nearly got his 300th goal on the 31st minute when he hit the post after a great run and cross from Alexis. And a minute later, David Villa had a chance, but could have taken more time with the shot. Halftime finished 2-0, and Getafe did have a few shots, but nothing that was threatening for Victor Valdez, who was wanting to keep a clean sheet. Barcelona were on form at the minute, and were wanting more goals in the second half, and they came. Barca made a halftime substitution, with Dani Alves coming on for Adriano, and on the 58th minute, Barca made it 3-0 with a goal from David Villa. This was the 8th season start for Villa, who is given more reasons to be in the starting 11 as he received a pass from Jordi Alba. Barca looked stronger in the second half as shots from Iniesta, Messi and Thiago were all saved. Another player who hasn't been on the pitch as much is Theo, and he came on for Alexis in the 73rd minute. Soon after, Barca made their final substitute when Puyol came off for Mascherano, and it was revealed that Puyol picked up a knock during the game and came off as a precaution, but it is nothing serious. Now, 6 minutes after Theo came on as a sub, he got his goal as on the 79th minute he made it 4-0 with a superb low shot into the corner. But Getafe weren't done fighting as they got a consolation goal in the 83rd minute as a lazy header from Jordi Alba back to the keeper was picked up by Alvaro, who beat Mascherano and scored, resulting in Valdez not getting his clean sheet again. With the game at 4-1, it was the exact score as the Madrid game on Saturday, but Barca were wanting to do one better than Madrid, and on the 90th minute, Iniesta made it 5-1 after Messi was intercepted in the box and the ball landed at the feet of Iniesta, who had an easy finish to put the ball into the back of the net and round off a great game for the midfielder. But Barca weren't finished as on the 92nd minute, Piqué made it 6-1. When Thiago broke the offside trap and instead of being selfish, he passed the ball to Piqué for him to finish. It was an important goal for Piqué, who had Shakira and his newborn son Milan watching the game, and that is probably the first of many games Milan will be watching. The game finished 6-1, and with a weekend break, they can look forward to next weekend when they face Granada away on Saturday. The win also puts Barca 16 points ahead of Madrid and 12 points ahead of Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid face Real Vallecano on Sunday night, and Atletico's away record hasn't been that impressive as in the last 5 away games they have lost 2 and drawn 3. It's no surprise then that they lost 2-1 with goals from Real Vallecano in the opening minutes from Las, and Leo scored before half-time. Atletico's only goal came in the 95th minute from Falcao, but it was little too late. That loss keeps Atletico 4 points in front of Madrid and are now 12 points behind Barcelona. And with them dropping points away from home, it would also give 4th place Malaga a chance to catch up as they are 7 points behind Madrid after beating Levante 2-1 on Saturday. Madrid, after their Champions League game against Man U on Wednesday, returned to the league with a Sunday night game against Rayo Vallecano. Atletico Madrid have their first leg Europa League clash on Thursday against Rubin Kazan and on Sunday face Valladolid away. Now, February is flying by, which means we are approaching the second leg Copa del Rey El Clasico. But before that, we have some great Champions League games, with new signing Mario Balotelli scoring for AC Milan in the recent games. We will have to wait until next week to see how Barca do against them, but attention has to go to the Champions League game on Wednesday, as Man U are doing well in the league and slowly extending their lead, whereas Madrid seem to have put the changing room unrest to one side for now, and they have been in great form recently, scoring a few goals, so we'll have to see which team comes out on top. Jose Mourinho went to the Man U game against Everton, so he might have taken some pointers from their performance. Join us next week for the review of that game and the weekend league games, but for now, have a safe week and enjoy the Champions League games, whichever you watch. Goodbye. Barca! Barca! Barca!